Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime. No way you knew this. That has to be a request.
Yes, that was. I was inundated with requests for this song on the text line this morning. So I didn't know who the author or who the artist. Thank you. I don't know why.
Commander Cody.
Yeah.
Commander Cody. Correct.
Yeah. Yes, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Yes. Huge hit. The '70s. Great decade.
Is it a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. One. Yes, it
that
was.
Makes
yes,
sense.
It was, Courtney. We are in Newport, Rhode Island for the Audrain Concourse Motor Week. And on the show this morning, Jay Leno. Jay Leno will be here in about an hour. And then later, Nate Burleson, who used to play with Wiggy. We ran into Nate last night, and he's going to beat the geek. So it'll be Shime v. Nate Burleson. Shime versus somebody who actually played the game that Shime thinks he knows better than in most cases.
So, yeah.
Nate will beat the geek later on today's show. We are at Newport Craft Brewing. By the way, Newport Craft Brewing, we have a round of applause for them because they are donating the proceeds from beer and food sales. So if you enjoy a Wally's wiener or two while you're here this morning, they are giving the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is fantastic.
I saw fried pickles on the menu.
Yeah.
So
craving?
Ooh, yeah, a little bit.
Pickles? That's a big time. It's a big craving item.
Can I also say, if there are other pregnant girls out there who are missing dirty martinis, I have started, last night was my first, getting just blue cheese stuffed olives on the side just to feel something, and it's working really well. It gave me that little jolt.
That was sad last night.
It was.
You have gone from, you used to lead the charge when it came to being out and about on the night before road shows.
Yeah, Eamon took that over last night.
Oh,
but
is
no.
Eamon alive?
Yeah, Eamon is alive.
My Lord, how many Manhattans did you put down last night?
What? No, that's a lie. That, what you just did right there, is a bold face.
Two plus two,
like at dinner?
Two big ones.
Yeah, no.
They were strong.
I will say, he looked like a new man with that outfit and the hair.
Yeah. Great. It looked great last night.
Yeah.
That's a good, I guess, you know, if you can't have the actual thing, you have the blue cheese stuffed off.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to get to, including They Said It coming up. But on the lead side of things, real quick for me, and my apologies to Wiggy because Wiggy can't stand golf, but there's this big ongoing discussion about who should be the next captain of the Ryder Cup team. And Phil Mickelson yesterday declared that he believes it should be somebody who is not from golf. He suggested Coach K, Curtis.
Shoot me in the head. Coach K?
Or Lou Holtz.
why not get Newt Rockne's ashes?
Have you seen Lou Holtz lately?
Lou Holtz?
They're going to... That was his suggestion.
He's like 1,000 years old.
The last time I saw Lou Holtz, he's got his butt kicked by BC in 94.
Right, he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
I think the And it, Phil said he doesn't want it. He's taking his name out. Taking my name out of the hat right. before anybody put it in there. The obvious choice is Tiger Woods.
Of course.
And I don't know. Maybe Tiger wouldn't do it. I feel like he would.
Yeah, that's a perfect spot for Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
you're past your prime when it comes to your playing days. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you can still be included in the game, and you're such a PGA hardo.
Do it for America.
Yes.
Do it for your country.
Yep.
So that seems to me to be the obvious choice.
Why don't they do and I don't know much, I don't know anything about golf. Why don't they do guys that used to play but might be playing on the senior tour but are not that far removed that they know all the guys?
They do. Sometimes.
Oh, they do that?
That's literally every year. Yeah. This year was different because Keegan was playing so well. But when they wanted Brookline, it was Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah. Okay, so normally they do that. Okay.
That's what the Europeans do. I mean, that's generally what you do. You don't need to go outside.
That's stupid. Coach K, what the hell is he all about?
Maybe Bill Belichick will be available, Curtis.
Right. Well,
Could you see Bill berating, Colin Morikawa?
I don't think he's comfortable with all those olds.
I'm sure Brady would love it.
Yes. Oh, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're going outside golf.
If you're going to go outside golf, you've got to get somebody who's at least connected. I mean, Tom Brady's gone on to say that golf's harder than football. Yeah. So
Gerard Mayo's available. maybe. I don't know if you're going outside of golf.
Yeah, I think that's the dumbest thing
all right.
ever.
All right. Those are our leads. Let's at least start with They Said It, Chud.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it. It's brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's with a K today. What's up first, Shine?
Well, Greg, after that upsetting loss by your Boston Red Sox last night, Alex Bregman spoke in the clubhouse to media and talked about his future. Or kind of was at least asked about his future with the Red Sox. Here was Alex Bregman talking to the media last night.
Definitely tough. Like you said,
Sorry, let's try that again.
Definitely tough. Like you said, started back in February in spring training. Set out on a goal. We didn't get there this year. Proud of the fight in the room all year long. I feel like our team got better and better every step of the way. The future's bright. Obviously, this sucks right now. This is brutal. We envisioned winning tonight, making a deep run, but proud of the fight in the room, proud of the guys. It was an honor to put on this jersey.
Alex, you said they have a bright future with the young group. Is this a clubhouse you could envision being a part of if both sides can come to an agreement?
Of course. Not even thinking about that at all right now. I'm thinking about the game that just happened.
Alex, when you talked about future not being on your mind, excuse the question, but with that decision coming in the next month, what are the next few weeks hold for you in terms of that, thinking about it?
I'm going to think about this game and the guys in the room and start my off season and get after it and become a better baseball player.
Eek. Yeah, he gone.
He's gone?
Yeah, that
he's
is.
He's gone?
Wow.
I mean, maybe not gone, but he is going to. Like, that was
Opt
not.
Out.
Yeah.
You think so too, Curtis?
I do. And can I
he gone!
This is the best summation of the Sox season. I just saw this June Lee on X. Perfectly stated. This was a fun Sox team, but I'm infuriated by the missed opportunities. They had a legitimate shot at the World Series. If the front office hadn't alienated their superstar hitter, gotten nothing in return for Devers, and been more aggressive at the deadline, Sox fans deserve better. The front office put too much stock in unproven rookies and took victory laps for their development before they proved anything at the major league level. It was a small market mindset in one of the biggest markets in sports. Perfectly stated.
Yeah.
Amen. Cosign.
Who's the superstar that they alienated?
Devers.
Wasn't everybody happy about the Devers move? So I wouldn't blame the front office for that one.
If they had figured out a way to not pursue Bregman in such a public way and kept Bregman and Devers, the team's better.
Or well, during the off season, what they should have done is sat Devers down. We all agree that they lied to Devers going into the season, correct?
Yep.
It's like the writing's on the wall there. If I'm Alex Bregman, the season ends the way that it does. You look at the rocky up and down that you had all season long, and especially starting the way that he did, you come to a place where Alex Bregman should have been praised from jump, and instead he was put into this love triangle where.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's debating whether he should go or Devers should go, and that sucks.
Tristan Casas is picking the lineup out. Saying.
But you write him a check and he stays. It's that easy. I mean, it's that.
Who's that, Bregman?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
It's that easy.
What's that check, though?
And whatever. What's he making now, 40?
I think he's scheduled to make $80 million over the next 2 years.
I think you just have to extend the years because they want to allow for the whatever the work stoppage is going to be. And I would do that all day long. The guy's an unbelievable leader. Like I would, he's another coach. Like
I'm all for bringing him back. Absolutely.
You may hear that and say, all right, I think he wants out, but I think he stays if you give him the money.
Yeah. I mean, he's scheduled to make 80 over the next 2 years. So if you drop another 2 years at 80 on that,
make it 4 years, 160.
Yeah. Then you probably can get him. I mean, I don't know how good his market is going to be. I don't know what the number he was. I know when he was leaving Houston, he wanted like $200 million, but I don't know if his.
But he couldn't get that.
Like, right,
that
exactly.
That wasn't available for
him. Yeah, and I don't know if he's going to get.
It's not going to be now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, but that doesn't. I'm not going to let him off the hook on the Devers money. Like, you got to redo the deal with Bregman, and then you got to spend the Devers money, which is $30 million, on pitching.
Do you think they will?
No,
I think
I think what you're talking about when it comes to the small market.
A small market mindset in one of the biggest markets in sports.
I think they like having the small market mindset in a big market because they believe financially that they can win that way.
Right.
And so I think they like the fact that you get Roman Anthony on cheap money for a while. Christian Campbell didn't work out, but I think they loved being able to do that deal with him at $8 million or whatever it was. And I think they believe that they can win that way.
But they also love being in the mix, right? And I think what this season did for them, especially going to the postseason, it hopefully lights a fire under their ass, knowing that, okay, we can't really make a move, like make a big push unless we add – you know, whether it's a Joe Ryan, a legit superstar.
Wiggy, I think it's the opposite, sadly. I think they sit back and say, I saved $30 million on Devers. I got to the playoffs. This is the way to do it. We don't need big price tag.
But guys, they lost. They lost in the playoffs because they didn't have
Do you think it was a profitable season for the Red Sox?
Yes.
Yes.
But don't you think they wouldn't want the playoff money?
Nah. I think they look at it and go, we can add one. We get Roman Anthony back. We can add one more. Guys are a season older. So I don't
look
know.
At Soto. The Mets didn't make the playoffs. We were smart not to pay him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're saying to themselves.
We're a little bit through. They said it. We'll continue with that coming up. We're going to talk to Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots coming up on a Patriots Friday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox season is over. They dropped game 3-4-0. Connelly Early lasted 3 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 6 in his MLB postseason debut. And we got to talk about the Yankees because Cam Schlittler started the season in AA and last night became the first pitcher ever to fire 8 scoreless innings with 12-plus strikeouts and 0 walks in a playoff game.
Are they having some kind of a parade down Route 1 in Walpole today, Curtis?
Big day in Walpole.
They're probably changing some street names, right? Yeah. They did that for the Knicks.
That's right.
Mac Jones and the Niners outlast the Rams in overtime, 26-23, the final in L.A. Mac Jones completed 33 of 49 passes for 342 yards and two touchdowns in the win. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll be joined by Robert Spillane next to talk all things Sunday Night Football between the Pats and the Bills for Week 5. And before Sunday, Saturday, we've got BC and Pitt at noon and UMass in Western Michigan at 2:30.
Okay, it's a Flex Friday in Newport, Rhode Island, and we will be right back with Robert Spillane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.